Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbur, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbur will bring in a series of studies out of the book of John. So get close to your radio and listen now as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbur, Sr. takes a deeper look in the book.
Is the engine. My blackness is the caboose on this train. I ain't letting my blackness lead the way. My Christianity gonna lead the way. Because I know a lot of time my black brothers and sisters ain't always right. Amen. And if they gonna go on to hell, I sure ain't jumping on board just because, you know, I want to be one of the soul brothers. Amen. Amen. All right. Now notice it says here, let's move on. So he came to a city called Samaria called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son. And Jacob well was there, therefore being weary from his journey and was sitting thus by a well. It was about the sixth hour. The sixth hour, as John counts time, the sixth hour was the 12 o'clock hour. He counted time starting at 6 in the morning. So the 6 hour then would be the what? 12 o'clock. As we saw Sunday when we was preaching later on down here, I think around verse number 51 or 52 in the same text, 52. It was the seventh hour. What was the seventh hour? That was the 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. All right, so the 6 hour, it was 12 o'clock. Now think about it. Over in Israel, over there in Iraq and that area, it's hot that time of the day. So Jesus is traveling. And keep in mind, it's a 70-mile journey back to where he's trying to get. And he's walking. And he's walking in desert land. And so now he comes to about the halfway point. And he says, I'm going to stop there at Samaria. Now, he's with his disciples, but he done sent his disciples away. Okay? He done sent them on to downtown Samaria to buy some bread, some Jews. Now, think about it now, what Jesus is doing. He's sending them on downtown. He's sending these Jews to go to this Samarian town and, you know, to get some victuals because they hungry. And see, when you hungry, even if you're in Ku Klux Klan territory, you know, we're going to just pull over to South Road and get us some chicken. That's a chicken stand over there. You see what I'm saying? Anybody know what I'm talking about? I mean, have you ever been driving down south or driving somewhere? And you know that, you know, this is kind of, you know, you're on the wrong side of town here. But you ain't going to be over there long because you hungry. Amen. And you just see a McDonald's or Burger King or something like that. Amen. And so you stop and you're going to, you know, rush on. So Jesus done sent them. But one of the reasons that he's sending them, because Jesus is setting up a private interview. He's setting up a counseling time. And let me tell you something. If you're going to witness somebody, you need to get them one-on-one. Don't try to get them in a crowd, you know, when all the brothers and sisters are over there. And then I'm so happy you came. Let me tell you what pastor preached today. You know, among everybody. Huh? Now just sit right there. You can wait. You ain't got to go out there and gas up the car and all that. No. Just sit right down, right there. No. You already done messed up. If you're going to witness, you need to go on and arrange it where y'all can be one-on-one in a non-threatening way and start with where a person is at. And notice now, Jesus is going to let this woman set the tone. Look at verse number 7. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus says to her, give me a drink. Now notice how this lady go off. For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman therefore said to him, notice, the Samaritan woman therefore, whenever you see the word therefore, you always got to ask, now what is there therefore? All right? And you always go back up to verse number 8. The disciple has gone in the city to buy food. How many disciples did Jesus have? 12 disciples. These disciples is going to downtown Samaria. Where's this lady coming from? From out from Samaria. All right, when a good Jew meet a Samaritan, what do? They gonna spit. And so when Peter saw this lady come, he said, that's a Samaritan. When James saw her coming, what you think James did? Boom. When Matthew saw her coming, what you think Matthew did? Boom. So when that lady finally got to that well and saw another one just like them other ones, and Jesus said, give me some water. Listen how she responded. She said, how is it that you being a Jew? Immediately she recognized, you're a Jew. And you ask me for a drink since I'm a Samaritan woman? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritan. Now notice, this lady got a real good look at how Jewish folks behave. Hey, do you see why Jesus had to send them on away? They sure would have messed up the counseling session, wouldn't they? They would have messed it up. They probably would start chunking rocks and everything. Spitting in the water, no telling. But notice Jesus asked the lady, can you give me some water, please? That blew that lady's mind. Because a Jew would never ask a Samaritan for anything, let alone some water. That tripped that lady. And look what this lady says. Verse number 10. Jesus answered and said to her, if you just knew the gift of God and who it is, who says to you, give me the drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. He said, if you just only knew who it was you talking to, you would have asked me to give you some water and I would have gave you living water. That got that lady stinking. Look at, she said to him, sir, you ain't got nothing to draw with. Do you see how Jesus done disarmed that lady? That lady wanted to talk about race, but now Jesus has said, let's talk about the water. Do you see that? Because both of us interested in water. You interested in water? I'm interested in water. Let's talk about what both of us interested in. See, a lot of times we want to witness to folks without really dealing with the issue that is confronting with them. It's hard to talk Bible to a person who's hungry and thirsty. You see what I'm saying? You got to start. A lot of times we want to zoom in on the spiritual, but you zoom in on the physical. I guarantee you, if you start where people are at, it's easy to take them where you want them to be. But you got to start with where they're at. See, a lot of time we already over here in the church. They ain't in the church. You got to come on and meet them where they're at. Amen. So Jesus met them at the well. Now notice, Jesus goes on a little further. She asks, you are not greater than our father Jacob, are you, who gave us the well and drank of it himself and his sons and his cattle? Jesus answered, said, everyone who drink of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drink of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall become in him a water springing up to eternal life. Jesus says, you won't even have to worry about getting thirsty again with the stuff that I can give you. Now she's really interested. Now look what she said. The woman said to him, sir, give me that water. Ooh, I want that water so I will not be thirsty and I'll come all the way here to draw. Wait a minute, what's she doing there? What time is it? What time is she trying to draw water? 12 o'clock in the heat of the day? 110, 120 degrees. All the other ladies shows up at 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning. That's the first thing all the ladies would do. First thing, why is she showing up at midday? Huh? Keep from being bothered with anybody. Because we find out this lady had a bad reputation. And you know what ladies do? When they find out that you ain't, you know, where they at. How when you ain't, when you ain't got it all together, you know, like they think you ought to have it together. Huh? You know what I'm talking about. Oh, let me come on back. Let me come on back. Y'all ain't ready for this. In verse number 16, he says to her, go call your husband and come here. Now notice Jesus is he's transitioning now. A lot of times we're talking about, oh, pastor, you meddling now. No. He's just getting ready to move on in a little deeper. Amen. We was talking about the water. You want some water? Surely you're not going to leave your husband out. Call your husband and come here. The woman answered and said, sir, I have no husband. Jesus said, you said that right. You have well said, I have no husband. For you done had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. This you have said truly. Look what Jesus is in that lady's business. You see how he done got in her business all of a sudden? I mean, they're just talking about water, and the next thing you know, he done got in her business. How many of you know, in order for you to straighten out your life, then the Lord's got to get in your business? In order for you to straighten out your finances, the Lord's got to get in your business. In order for you to straighten out your marriage, the Lord's got to get in your business. Our problem is we're trying to straighten it all out ourselves and keep the Lord out of our business. No. It's not going to get straightened out until the Lord get in your business. See, what we try to do, we try to hide things even from the Lord. Yes, we do. We try to hide things from the Lord. We try to focus on a lot of other things, and we say, you know, the Lord knows I'm trying, the Lord knows my heart. Yeah, but you don't know your heart. You don't even know what's going on in your situation. Notice Jesus, without this lady telling Jesus anything at all, Jesus knew that lady's history, knew her story, knew everything. No, she done had five husbands. Now, you can see now why this lady is showing up at the well at 12 o'clock. Because ladies will talk. Amen. And in those days, even if you had gotten a divorce and stuff, people would ostracize you and stuff. They would turn up their nose and stuff at you. Make you feel less than a man or make you feel less than a woman. And so you just didn't want to be bothered with them folks. And that's why Jesus says, I know ain't nobody going to be there at 12 o'clock, so I'll just make an appointment to meet her at 12. Do you see how verse 4 come back into being? Jesus says, I must go through Samaria. You know why he had to go through Samaria? Because the Father had put it on his appointment schedule to meet that lady at the well. Let me tell you something. God has got a day, a time that he has brought you out to a place to get you one-on-one where he can deal with you all by yourself. Sometime it may not be until you find yourself unemployed where you at home ain't got none but time on your hand that God start dealing with you one-on-one. Sometimes it's not until that first marriage done messed up and you are in between time between that first and second marriage that God said, now let me deal with them one-on-one. I got them right where I want them. That God, he creates an appointed day, an appointed time where he can just get with you one-on-one. Sometimes it's not until you get in a jail cell. You're there in a jail cell. I'm waiting on to get parole here. That God says, I got you right where I want you. One-on-one. Well, you ain't, matter of fact, the only book you got down there in prison is a Bible. I met so many guys at the mission that found the Lord in a jail cell. They could have found him at church, but a lot of times we don't want to go the right way. It's not until some of us, the only way we can learn is the hard way, that we are one on one. Well, you know, I don't want to be bothered with them. I don't want to be bothered. That God says, all right, now we got them. One on one. And you know something, what I like about this story, when folks done gave up on you, that's the time that God will come into your life. Amen. 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 When folks ain't got time for you, that's when God is available. How many of you know that? That most of the time when you can really, really find the Lord is when you ain't got a friend no more. When you ain't got a mama no more. When you ain't got a dad, a sister, brother. When you ain't got nobody to talk to. That's when the Lord often show up and with that appointment. And he get right on in your business. Yeah, yeah. See, one of the things I've learned is how we deal with problems. And one of the ways we deal with problems is avoidance. See, many of us, we know we got this bill that need to be paid. But, man, I don't see how I'm going to pay that. And because we don't pay that, we get deeper and deeper. And then we try to start paying a little bit of it, but then this other bill start coming from this other side over here. And so we say, oh my goodness, man. Oh, and then here come another bill coming from the other direction. And we say, man, you know, let me try to do something. And then we say, well, you know, I'm just not going to worry about that. And before you know, you're surrounded by bills. And it's like you're even sitting on quicksand. You're going down, down, down. How did that happen? We just didn't take care of business. And when stuff come up, you got to deal with it right then. Unless it's going to come up. You know, you got automobile problems. If your car done messed up, you better go and get that taken care of. Because guess what? It's not long before 2 months later, something else going to break down. And then if you don't go on and deal with that B problem or C problem, going to come on up. Amen. And before you know it, the problem you had in January, you're still trying to deal with it. Problem you had in March, you're still trying to deal with it. Problem you had in May, you're still trying to deal with it. Now it's June, another big problem that came up. You see what I'm saying? You got it. I mean, life is hard and it's full of challenges. Amen. And these problems just don't go away. They won't go away. You can't say. And listen, quit getting in these religious lines, thinking you can go up to the man with the white suit on, and he's just gonna blow. And you're gonna not be, you know, fall down, get slain in the spirit. Now you may get slain in the spirit. I mean, you know, get knocked down or something. But when you get up, you still got that car note. You see, quit being part of a sideshow. I mean, I just see too many sideshows on television. And where do we get this thing in religion today? Rather than saying amen, they going in their pocket, putting some dollars on the altar. Preacher say, don't say amen. If I'm really saying something, it's touching you. Come on and put some on the altar. Hey, y'all, where you get? Hey, you better hold on to your light bill money.
Go ahead, preacher.
His lights ain't gonna be cut off. Now, the Bible lets us know you got to use some wisdom. Amen. See, our problem is we got a thief mentality. Oh, I say that in church. I didn't mean to, y'all church folks. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass these church people. Oh man, I can't believe I said that. Oh, but this is the Wednesday night crowd. Wednesday night crowd. Thief mentality. I'm gonna prove it to you. How many want something for nothing? That's a thief mentality. He wants something for nothing. He didn't pay for them hubcaps, them rims. He wants something, them rims, for nothing. And that's what people want in the church. They want something for nothing. God done gave you $80, $100 to pay your light bill. Quit gambling with that. All you're doing is gambling. You, rather than throwing a dice, you're throwing your $100 bill up there expecting $1,000. That's gambling right in the church. Expecting $1,000. You better go read Proverbs. Proverbs says the way to get rich is you labor by hard work. It didn't say go up there and throw your money away. You ain't being no good steward. Oh, I'm sorry. But we're getting into religion. I'm bringing you to religion. Look here in verse number 10. Because the lady finna get religious on Jesus. Look verse 10. The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a preacher, a prophet." Oh, see, the lady realized Jesus is in her business. Let me tell you, a good preacher get in your business. All of this naming and claiming, you ain't in nobody's business. You ain't in nobody's business naming and claiming it. You ain't telling folks how to live. Preacher supposed to tell you how to live. He supposed to teach you right and supposed to tell you what to do right and show you what is wrong and keep you and help you on the straight and narrow. He ain't supposed to be trying to teach you how to shake God down. It's a shakedown. Folks don't love God. A lot of folks ain't loving God. It's a shakedown. Trying to find out how they can get more out of God. Now, how many of you ladies would love your husband, and the only reason you really love him, but how many of you would love your husband all because of what he do for you? Huh? Men, how would you feel that the only reason your wife loves you is just because of the things you do for her? You want somebody to love you for just who you are. Because the time is coming that you ain't gonna look all that good. The time is gonna come, I mean that works both ways. You brothers, you can't marry a lady just because, you know, she's fine. You know, I mean, she's 26. What is it? 36, 24, 36. She that brick house. I mean, the time may come that she look like a demolition house. I mean, everything start falling down. You see what I'm saying? You start getting older. Everything, you start getting bags and everything. Everything just start falling down. Start sagging. You have to prop up stuff. Amen.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book. Sit down.